This is the Do It Scared podcast with Ruth Sukup, episode number 110. On today's Get Ruth's Coaching episode, we're chatting with EVA student Kate Campion about niching down, leveling up, and focusing your energy where it counts. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. As always, my name is Ruth Sukup, and in today's Get Ruth Coaching episode, we're chatting with Elite Blog Academy student Kate Campion, founder of MySweetHomeLife.com, where she writes about homemaking, relationships, and living well. Kate has been blogging for a while now, since 2016, but she has struggled to actually turn her blog into a viable business. It's certainly not for a lack of trying, nor is it for a lack of traffic. Her site actually receives in the neighborhood of 100,000 page views a month. And yet her revenue? It's almost non-existent. This year, Kate has actually taken a leave of absence from her job in order to focus on growing her business. But at this point, she's mostly just frustrated and practically on the verge of burnout. She needs a better plan and fast. It's a struggle that I know many of you can probably relate to. And we're going to chat with Kate in just one sec. But first, just a quick reminder that if you want to grab the show notes for this episode, along with all the links to everything we're going to be talking about, you can get that by visiting doitscared.com/episode110. Once again, that's doitscared.com/episode110. Also, if you too have a blog or an online business, or you're thinking about starting one, be sure to grab your free copy of my best-selling book, How to Blog for Profit Without Selling Your Soul. You guys, it has been completely updated for 2020, and my goal is to get it into as many people's hands as possible. The stuff is gold, and I want you to read it. And that's why for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free. Seriously, for free. All you have to do is pay the shipping. It's an amazing deal. So to grab it, just go to eliteblogacademy.com/book. All right, with that out of the way and without further ado, let's dive in with Kate. Kate, welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. Are you ready to get Ruthed?
I am.
Yes?
Yes.
Sort of.
Nervous.
A little nervous.
Yes.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. You're calling in from New Zealand, right?
I am, yes.
What time is it there?
It is 7:38 in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah,
okay.
My first thing of the day.
Are you a morning person?
Yeah, we get up just after 5 o'clock usually.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you're ready. You're raring to go.
This is your
genius zone. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm excited. And let's just dive right in. Mm-hmm. I want to get as much out of this as we possibly can.
Sure.
Where do you feel like your biggest struggle is right now?
Oh.
And where are you hoping that I can help you?
Okay. So do you want the long story or the short story?
Short story.
The short story. Okay. So the short story is that I started doing this in October 2016. It took me 2 years just about to get enough traffic to get on Mediavine. So that was November 2018. In 2019, I decided that I just was finding it really challenging to work on my blog in my part-time hours as well as my job. So I'm actually an assistant principal at a high school, and my husband's a teacher as well. And we had the opportunity to sell a rental property that I owned, and I won't go into the terrible mess that has become, but basically at the time we thought, hey, wouldn't it be fantastic? Life is actually pretty challenging managing these things. I really want to make blogging work full time. What if we actually took some of the profit that we're going to make from the sale of that property and used it to buffer us up in 2020, and then see if we could scale up what we were doing, well, what I was doing in that time in order to make the blog basically replace my income so I wouldn't have to go back to work. So that was the plan. And even though the rental property has not sold for reasons I won't go into yet, we still went ahead with it. And now we find ourselves, you know, at the end of April, advertising revenues have absolutely plummeted. So I'm sitting there on about 100K of page views a month, and I'm going to make maybe $570 this month. And
with 100,000 page views.
Yep. I probably have the worst RPM in the world, despite doing all the things that I think that I'm meant to do. So basically, I'm here. I'm at the end of April. I've really got 6 months to make this work. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go back to a job that I don't really want to do, and that I will feel as though I've kind of blown my opportunity, I guess, you know, the one risk that I've taken. Yeah, this is my big do it scared moment. Yep.
This is your do it scared moment. You've taken this big leap and now you've got to make it work.
Yep.
But so my question to you is, if we have this conversation today and I give you tough love, like I'm not going to hold back on you. If you've got 6 months to make this work, I will not hold back on you. And I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do. Are you going to do that?
100%. Yep.
You're ready.
Yep.
You're ready. Okay. That's good. So there's good news within what you've told me. 100,000 page views. Do you know how hard it is to get to 100,000 page views?
No.
That's pretty hard. That's a lot. Like that's a lot of traffic. Yeah. And there is no reason with 100,000 page views a month that you should not be making a full-time income from that 100,000 page views. So that's the good news, is that a lot of the hard work that you've been putting in, I know it has felt like it hasn't really paid off or it hasn't really gotten you to anything, but what you do have right now is traffic.
Yeah.
So that is a very good thing. That means that there's some hope, and that means that some of the other stuff will fall into place. So before we talk about all the things that you're doing wrong, I want to just congratulate you on that's something that you're doing right, is that you do have some traffic and you have a good starting point. That all is not for nothing. Everything that you've been doing for the past few years is not nothing. It's resulted in traffic. However, traffic is not revenue.
Yeah.
So now we have to figure out how to take traffic and turn it into revenue. And so my first question for you is, what are you selling?
Okay. A couple of tripwires that are not converting. This is what I knew you were going to say. I think at the moment, like, I make some products, but then I don't actually do anything to promote them. So right now at the moment I have a date night membership. Like the thing that I really love, my blog is quite diverse in terms of what it covers, but I really, really love the date night stuff. That's probably become my passion and was a little bit unexpected. And so one of the things that I've actually just started is like a date night membership, which is based on at-home dates. So it's like people can log in and they have like little recipe printables and little quizzes that they can do and little Spotify playlists and stuff like that. So that is the main thing that I've been doing. I have one person that's in it.
One sale
from a brief mention that I put in my newsletter a few weeks ago.
So to be fair, you weren't really selling it real hard.
No, I have a really good.
Are you as timid in your sales as you are on this call right now?
No. Well, yes, actually, yes.
You seem very reserved and quiet and a little bit. You're not super in your face. I would not describe that. Now, part of that might be a cultural thing, right? You're from New Zealand. Americans tend to be a little more. Mm-hmm. In your face, but you definitely have that kind of calmness about you, which is probably a good thing in as a principal. I would say it's a good thing as a principal. However, when it comes to sales, a little bit of in your faceness can go a long way.
Yeah, I definitely.
You think that's true?
Yeah, I feel part of the thing is like in my job, like I've been doing my job for 20 years and I'm super confident in the classroom. It's something I'm a bit of a performer, even though I am an introvert at heart. But when it comes to my blog, I just feel like everything's all over the place. And yeah, I don't kind of have the confidence to know, should I be doing 1,000 different things half well or one thing really well or do this or do that? And yeah,
yes.
I'm a hot mess with it, which is like really unlike my normal life.
Well, I don't know if I would call you a hot mess. I think your blog, I went on your site. It's very pretty. It's well done. Your graphics are lovely. Your writing is nice. However, I will say that you are all over the place in terms of what you're writing about.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on. Like each of your three topics could on their own be their own website.
Yeah.
You've got three main categories. Each of those categories, you've got relationships, living well, and
homemaking,
right? Was the third one. So each of those on their own, if somebody had a site just about relationships, I would say, you have to niche down. That's way too broad.
Yeah.
If somebody had a site just on homemaking, I would say you have to niche down. That's way too broad. If somebody had a site just on living well, I would say you have to niche down. That's too broad. I tell that to myself. I do have a site on living well and spending less.
Yeah.
And I tell myself that's too broad. You've got to niche down.
I love you.
So thank you. Mm. However, it's all over the place, which is, and if you're looking at me as an example, then I'm sorry. I've given you a bad example. And I have steered you wrong, Kate. So now I want to steer you right.
Yeah.
But you are, so part of your problem, I think, is, and this is going to be really important going forward for you, is that you have got to find your thing within all of these other things that you've been doing. You've been throwing spaghetti against the wall
for
4 years and it's a lot. You're spending a lot of time still, even with 100,000 page views. I read your application. You're spending about, it sounds like 80 to 90% of your time is spent creating more content. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or updating old content.
Yes. So you're spending way too much time focusing on content, which you do not need to be doing anymore. You are chasing page views because your primary source of revenue is ad revenue. So you think, I got to create more content so I can have more page views so I can have more ad revenue, right? That's kind of the way that it's going. However, you have more than enough traffic to be making money from your blog. You just got to find better revenue sources. What you don't have is something that you're selling and something that you're selling regularly. In order to have a business, you need to have a product. Right now, your only product that you have is basically real estate on your site. And that's a really low paying product. It's basically like if you had a field somewhere, if you were a farmer and you had a field and some company came to you and said, hey, can we pay you $50 a month to put a billboard up on your field? And you would say, well, sure, I'm not doing anything with that field anyways. Yeah. I guess I'll put that up there. Well, $50 a month is not going to do you much good as a farmer, and that's not a good use of your field. And that's, your website is exactly the same way. That analogy is so true, and I think that most bloggers don't really realize that. They think, well, if somebody's willing to pay me for my field, then great.
Yeah.
Then maybe I just need more fields, and I could get more if I had 10 fields, and I could have 10 billboards, maybe $500 a month. Whereas the farmer down the street who's actually farming his land is going, what are you thinking? You could be making 50 times more money off of that same field if you're actually willing to grow something. So that's that. I took that analogy real far, but
are you
with me on it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You have farmers in New Zealand.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
More than sheep.
We could
take the analogy to sheep.
Yeah.
We need to. I'm just teasing you. But
What we need definitely is some sort of product. Your Tripwire is your membership.
No, my Tripwire is, and this is part of what I was saying about being all over the place. I've got a decluttering challenge and there's like a Tripwire on that. And then I have, at the moment, I recently started a quiz as one of my opt-ins, and then you kind of have a Tripwire associated with the quiz. Basically, you can click to get some more date ideas when you've completed the quiz, and then that takes you to a Tripwire page on Lead Pages. And then that's like a date night sort of starter kit with some printables and things too. And then my plan was to write the welcome sequence for that and really promote the date night membership through that. And that's one of the things I still haven't done because I'm writing lots of articles.
Okay, so no more articles. That's step one. For the next 6 months that you're going to spend making money, you are going to write zero articles.
Zero?
Zero. How many articles do you have on your website right now?
A couple of hundred.
Yeah, zero articles. Yeah. You're not allowed to write any more new blog posts for the next six months as you work on making money.
My heart's pounding.
I told you this was going to be hard, but you promised me. See, I already got your promise.
Yeah.
So that's your first, and I'm 100% serious about that. You have enough posts on your site. So tell me, what are your top five posts right now that are driving the most traffic?
They're mainly to do with my relationship stuff. So I have a lot of things on questions for couples. Like I've got would you rather questions for couples, fun questions for couples. Those ones are pretty much near the top. Since the coronavirus thing, one of my posts on creative hobbies has consistently been in that sort of top five. That's got a few affiliate links, but that doesn't really do anything. So yeah, they're mainly my relationship things.
Okay. So that's actually really good news.
Yeah.
Kate, you know why? Because you're most passionate about the relationship stuff and you're talking about like husband-wife relationships type stuff, right?
Yes.
And that's also where the most of your traffic is coming from. So great. Guess what? You're going to niche down and you're only going to talk about relationships and you're only going to talk about relationships between a man and a woman. Right? Or husband and wife, spouses. I guess it doesn't have to be a man and a woman. If you want to talk about any sort of romantic relationships, I'll give you that. But I think focusing on the date night, thriving in your relationship, really honing in, narrowing there.
Yeah.
So I would like to see, you don't have to delete all your other content because chances are it's probably still driving some sort of traffic, right? There's still going to be some areas coming or some people coming to your site. It's going to continue to come from Pinterest. And I promise you that not writing more content is not going to hurt you in that way. Mm-hmm. And because you continuously creating more content is not necessarily helping you.
Yeah.
It's not, my guess is that the bulk of your content is not coming to your brand new posts. Mm-mm. Is that true?
Pretty much. I did try and create because, like you said, my site is all over the place. So one of the things I tried to do in January was actually write more content around some of those posts that were performing well. And some of those ones have actually just started to enter the top 10 now and also feed into the ones that, like, I feel like doing that has also pushed one of my posts into the top 10 that wasn't in there before that I'd written a while ago. And that's actually moving into my top performer.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's great. And eventually when you do write content again, not nearly as much as you're writing right now, but the only content that you should be writing in the future is honed in on your niche. So there's a few things that I want you to do, and we're gonna figure out the right order because I think refocusing your site just a little bit to give visitors a clearer picture of what you're about right now. Yeah. The problem with your site is when you come there, it's like, oh my gosh, this is literally about everything. It's about living well. It's about homemaking. It's about relationships. So I'd love to see you honing in your homepage, having a homepage that's much more focused on relationships, making your tagline focused on the relationships aspect, just bringing that all in. So that would mean doing a little bit of work with your avatar and focusing specifically on that felt need of wanting to have just a healthier, more vibrant relationship. But here's the good news about all of that. And you've already started to create some products to go along with that. As soon as you start to hone in and niche down and focus on one topic, the products that you should be creating, the messaging that you need to be giving, it gets so much easier. Yeah. You think you're going to be hurting yourself by narrowing in too much. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose all this traffic I've been writing about, but some people are coming for this stuff and some people are coming for this stuff. And it doesn't. It makes it completely the opposite, because the thing, if we go back to the thing that you need to be making money, is a product. Yes. And you need a product that's actually going to convert. And so part of the problem might be with your product that you haven't actually tried to sell it enough. Mm. It sounds like you probably haven't. And so that's going to be part of the problem. And you need to be working on selling that to your audience, actually getting it out there. Do you have it on a sales page?
But the sales page is, it exists, but there's nothing that goes near it. It's just like a little orphan page sitting there somewhere that no one knows about.
So people aren't really seeing it.
No one's seeing it.
Enough traffic to even know whether or not it's performing.
I haven't even tried to send any traffic there.
Okay. I've got an idea of why your product's not selling very much. I'm not like 100% sure, but I think it might have something to do with that.
Maybe.
How many people do you have on your email list right now? 2,729.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And yet you're getting 100,000 page views a month.
Yeah.
How many people are opting in a month? What's your on-site conversion rate? Do you know that number offhand?
I tried to work it out with the maths. I think it's 0.25. And
0.25%? 0.25%.
Yeah.
Like 0.25. Yes. Oh, Kate.
Mm. This is the bit I knew after listening to some previous episodes. I thought this is what Ruth's going to.
You knew I was going to go there.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's good news, because the good news is that there's no place to go but up. There's two ways to grow your email list, right? There's two ways that you can grow your email list. Do you know what those ways are?
Create bit of opt-ins.
That's part of it. There's two things that you can do, two numbers that you have to focus on if you want to grow your email list. So there's the first one is, if you want more people to opt in, you could focus on getting more traffic. That's what you focused on for a long time.
Yeah.
You're getting 100,000 page views a month, which, how many of those are uniques?
80.
If we talk 80,000 uniques per month. Okay. And the other thing that you can do, so it's not a traffic problem.
Yeah.
So the other number that you need to focus on is conversion rate, is actually getting those people to convert. Clearly you have a conversion rate problem, because what I would like to see, as far as a conversion rate, is somewhere between 3% and 5% for your on-site conversion rate, which is about 10 times higher than you're at right now. I mean, it's even a little bit more than 10 times higher than you're at right now. And so clearly that is where you need to be focusing your time and energy. It's not on creating more content, not on getting more people to visit your site. That is not your issue right now. Your issue is that people are not opting in.
Mm.
And luckily, of those two issues, there's lots of good news for you, Kate, because of those two issues, your on-site conversion rate is actually a much easier problem to fix.
Yeah.
And there's so much that you can do to quickly increase that on-site conversion rate. But yes, it starts with having one really, really, really good, compelling opt-in that is going to, that everybody wants, that everybody who comes to your site is going to want, that is such a good one that they're like, oh my gosh, I gotta have this.
Yeah.
And that it looks really good, that it's eye-catching, it has a great cover image for it, whatever it is. Now, don't confuse having a great lead magnet with having to have something that's some gigantic thing. You do not have to give away the farm. A great lead magnet can be 3 pages, 2 pages. Yeah. It does not have to be long, but it should have a cover page. It should have a really bright cover page because your lead magnet needs to look good small. Because mostly mm-hmm. when you're putting that on your site, right? And a lot of people are on mobile, it's just this little thumbnail image.
Yeah.
So it needs to be easy to read, have some sort of bold cover with a bold title that is compelling, that people want. So that's first thing that you need to be working on is increasing your on-site conversion rate. And in order to do that, so that would be that, that's going to be something that you need is a really yeah. good, compelling lead magnet. And I think it's going to be easier for you now that you're niching down and focusing on relationships. So getting that, getting clear about who your avatar is, who you're talking to, who this person is, who's looking for relationship advice, what type of relationship advice are they looking for? Are they wanting to go deeper? Are they wanting to get that, you know, to rekindle the spark? Are they a little bit older, been married for a long time? Is it somebody who's just getting married for the first time? Like, get really clear about that and where you're going to fit into your little corner of the internet.
Yeah.
You do not need to serve everyone on the planet. And if you want to make money from your products, you can't serve everyone on the on the planet, because when you spread yourself too thin and you try to start talking to everyone and all these different people and about all these different things, what happens is that your message gets really lost. It feels very flat and people aren't that excited. They're not the ones who are shouting, yes, this is exactly what I've been looking for. You want those people who come to your site and go, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I've been looking for. This person gets my pain. This person gets my struggle. My struggle right now is that my husband and I haven't had sex in 3 weeks. And I don't know if we're on the, like, I don't know if this is normal or not. I don't know if we're on the path to divorce. Is this what our, the rest of our life is going to look like? Is there actually something that we could do? Now I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually who your avatar is, but I'm guessing, I'm speculating. And when somebody comes to your site, when that person comes to your website, you want them to feel like that. Like, oh my gosh, she gets me. I can't believe it's like she's reading my brain right now. And that's when you know that you have that when people start telling you that. Like, it is like you're in my head right now. I mean, and that's when you start. And the only way that you can do that is when you hone in and you niche down.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with honing in and niching down?
My heart's still beating hard at the thought of it, but I'm...
Tell you what, Kate, try it for 6 months, okay?
Yeah, I'll
you
try it for 6 months.
You promised me you were going to give me 6 months to do everything I said.
Yeah.
And don't worry, there is a support group for people who have been, been on this podcast that they started.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to join in with them, and they'll give you all the support that you need after getting roofed.
But I'm going to need the support.
You can. They won't let me into the support group. Maybe they just talk a lot of smack about me. That might be
I'm sure they don't.
No, you can do this though, because niching down and getting very clear about who your avatar is and starting to speak that language and repeat that language back to her. I'm assuming it's a she who your avatar is. Mm-hmm. Repeating those thoughts back to her and in your messaging and in your blog posts. So think about the ones, the posts that you have that are most popular that have really resonated with people. You have 100,000 page views. So certainly you've had a few posts that are really resonating with people. Mm-hmm. Dissect those and go, what is it about this particular post that is really resonating with me? What are the comments? What are people saying to me? How can I start to repeat that language back to them? Because when it feels like you're in their head, then that's when you know you're onto something you're onto something good. And the only way you can do that is if you focus. If you try, you try to be in this person's head and this person's head and everybody's head, and you're trying to talk about homemaking, and you're trying to talk about living well, and you're trying to talk about trying to talk to teenagers, and you're trying to talk to moms, and you're trying to talk to who and this and that and all the other things, it just becomes too much, and it all kind of flitters away.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're niching down. Okay. We're only focusing on relationships.
Yeah.
We're revisiting the avatar to make sure that you're super clear about who she is and what she's searching for, what's keeping her up at night, what's her struggle, what she's searching for when she's searching on the internet, what is she coming to your site for, why is she struggling in her marriage, what are the deep underlying issues in there, why is she wanting date nights? Give the solutions, because that's, maybe she's just thinks she's looking for date night ideas. Maybe it feels super superficial, but there's probably something else there. So what is that thing? And start really getting in her head more than you ever have before. That's going to be huge for you.
Yeah.
It's also going to help you connect and resonate on your, when you start connecting with your email list a little bit more. So that's going to be huge. And the reason that you're going to start connecting with your email list more is because you're going to have one really great lead magnet that is speaking to your avatar. What's your avatar's name?
She's nameless. I don't know. I know. I
had, oh, Kate.
I did have one. Kate. When I first did ABA, I did have a little picture. Her name was Shelby back then. She wore nice white shirts and always looked pretty put together. But that is one of the things where I've kind of lost my way. And I'm even thinking about my email list, because one of the things about them is I very rarely write about relationships in my newsletter.
Really?
So, yeah. Like, it's most of the stuff that I write about is probably just about living a good life. You know, like the little lessons and every day, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you know you have to hone in. So chances are the 2,729 people you have on your email list right now, some of those people aren't going to be your people.
No. Yeah.
And maybe a lot of them are not your people, but that's okay, because there's more good news here. There's silver linings all over the place, because you've got so much traffic that it should be easy to grow your email list to that size. As soon as you start working on your on-site conversion rate, you're going to be able to grow your email list much bigger than that fairly quickly and easily because remember, traffic is harder than conversion rate. And so you don't have to worry about the fact that a fair number of those 2,729 people are maybe not the ones who are coming for relationship advice. So that's okay. We'll take the ones that are there for that, and we'll assume that the other ones who are not your people are going to unsubscribe or fall off at some point. So that's okay. We're not going to worry about that. But yes. So I take back step number one.
Okay.
I don't remember which. I think I've given you three step ones so far. Don't worry. We'll come up with an actual plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just have to think out loud first. But definitely avatar. Honing in on your avatar, getting your messaging super, super, super clear. And I don't want you to overthink this either. I don't want you to spend 6 months working on this. I want you to spend a day working on this, maybe a couple hours working on this. Get very clear about your avatar. Reconfigure your site to be only focused on the relationship stuff. And those posts can still live on your site, but they're not the other ones that are not really related. But they're not going to be featured. They're probably not going to be categorized anymore on your main category. If people find them from Pinterest and end up on your site, you're also going to want to have maybe some sort of message or box at the top that gives people a, hey, are you brand new here? Here's what I'm all about. You know, check out that sort of gives a little introduction to you. So you can even when people are coming for things that are not necessarily related to what you've niched down and narrowed down to, there might be some people come as a number of those people that do come from that site, even though, or that post, even though it's not perfectly in line with yeah. what you're about now, that will be interested in the relationship stuff.
Yeah.
And so great, you're going to start capturing those people. But the, what you're going to feature, what your site is going to be about, what it's going to be completely focused on is the relationship aspect. That you've got to change up your tagline. You've got to change up your about page, really honing in on why is this important to you, kind of sharing your narrative of why this is the topic that you're so passionate mm-hmm. about, how it's affected your own relationship, just bring it in there, make it feel personal, because one of the really beautiful things about blogs is that they do feel personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's some reason why this is the piece that you enjoy talking about the most. I'm going to guess that it's probably been something that you've implemented in your own life and it's had an impact. And that's why you probably like talking about it, right?
Yeah. I'm actually been married 3 times. And
yeah. So third time's the charm.
Yeah. Third time's the charm. And it really is the charm. And I think that that's been the key thing that's made the relationships part. The thing that I enjoy the most is that, I just realized how good life was when you had a good husband and a good relationship. What we've done together in the last 8 years has just been really great, and it's given me the confidence and the freedom, I think, to pursue other areas of my life, because I've got that stable base, which is something that I didn't have before. And so I think, though, at the same time as that, and this is what my avatar needs, is she's the kind of person who maybe has gone and pursued too many of her own things. Kids are leaving home and it's like, well, now I want to connect back with my husband. I want to make sure that I'm actually making that part of my life really important.
So she's a recent empty nester about to be an empty nester.
Yeah.
Okay. So honing in specifically on that, that's actually a great market. I got to tell you this, Kate. Great market for a couple reasons. You know why? A, anyone who is in a period of transition is a great market to be in. They're people who are looking for solutions, especially that type of they have more time on their hands all of a sudden because they've got kids that are leaving. They've got trying to figure out who they are. They're looking for something else. Mm-hmm. That is amazing for you. And also to be hitting a demographic that's a little bit older, more mature, has more money, willing to pay for solutions, not wanting to get everything for free. They're kind of past that point in their life where they're more like, okay, if somebody's got the answers for me and is going to make it easy, I'm all for it. Yeah. That is a great niche to be in. So this, you should feel very good about niching down and talking to her.
Okay.
This empty nester woman who is like wanting to rekindle the spark, figure it out. She's not really knowing who she is. And you can talk about that in terms of the relationship stuff, I think, really well. So there might even be some older stuff, some stuff from your other categories that you can salvage that fit in with that, that whole niche. So think about what are your subcategories going to be now that relationships, which previously was one of your subcategories, and previously relationship was like really a big, you were talking about all different types of relationships. Now we've just narrowed it down to like one of your subcategories, right? And that is the whole topic of your blog. So now where are you going to, what are the going to be the areas that you focus on within that narrow niche? So that is, avatar, messaging, tagline, reconfiguring your about page, reconfiguring your homepage. I would love to see you have a static homepage that really clearly tells people what you're about, which is helping them with relationships and help, just honing in on that, like having, one big bold sentence with an opt-in right here, get my free guide or get my, and that's what your opt-in should be too. Your opt-in should be something specifically for her. Okay. Newly empty nested here's how to put the spark in your marriage. The 3 secrets to putting the spark in your marriage as an empty nester or after your kids have left the nest or something to that effect, being so honed in to exactly this avatar. Ooh, this is going to be good. I'm excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yes, I am.
You feel like you have a little more life into you now. Yeah. The color has come back to you. You got a little pale there when I talked about no more content for the next 6 weeks.
Six months.
Okay. So this is really good. So this is going to give you your messaging, your homepage. Then from there, you've got, okay, so your messaging is number one. Then number two is getting that really great lead magnet going on. I would love to see you also have a tripwire with that. So yeah, whether you have something already, whether it's something that you need to create. I like the idea of doing the date night subscription thing. However, I think that is a lot to start with. Like you said, you only have one person right now. So let's get you a little bit used to selling something before you focus on selling a subscription, which requires a lot of maintenance. So I would say maybe even just like a date night kit or something like that would be something a little bit easier. You can you probably already have all the stuff, right? Because you've created, so maybe so you can put that together really quickly. It's this date night kit. That's your tripwire. Don't sell your tripwire for less than $10. That's my rule, but I would love to see it. That sounds like that would be something. Remember, this is your avatar is not poor. Your avatar is in a season of life where their kids just left the nest, so they probably have more disposable income than normal. So don't feel like you have to make everything like super inexpensive for them. Your avatar can afford to pay $19 for a tripwire, doesn't need it for $7. That's
okay.
So don't worry about that. And they'll actually value it more and probably think it's a better product, even if it's the exact same thing, if you're charging a little bit more for it. Your avatar with that age group and that demographic is going to look at something that they pay more for as something more worthwhile.
Yes.
And that's important to remember for you. Yeah. So never feel bad about charging.
Okay. But I get into that, like, what if it's not worth the money?
Yeah. It's going to be worth the money. If you're saving somebody time, if you're saving them the effort, if you're saving them the having to think about stuff, that's what people pay for. People are paying for the convenience. They're paying for the ideas. What comes easy and natural to you feels impossible to so many people. Just like what comes easy and natural to me. I can talk about blog strategy all day long. This is not even, I don't even have to think about it. It just comes out of my head. But for other people, that's not what comes natural to them. That's not what they normally think about. That's not the way their brain works. So the way that you've got superpowers of these things that are coming, I mean, I couldn't think of any date night ideas. Like, that actually seems amazing to me. Like, somebody will just hand me an idea because my husband and I struggle with date nights. Yeah. We never know what to do. And that seems amazing to me. I would never even be able to think of that kind of stuff. So what seems totally normal and not even special to you is amazing to other people. So never forget that. Never be afraid to charge for it. And also know that people will value what they pay for. If you gave them the same thing for free, they probably wouldn't do it and they wouldn't think it was that special. It would suddenly mean nothing to them. And that's why I don't want your lead magnet to be that big. It should be one or two pages, something really quick, easy. Yeah. Easy to digest, something that tells people, oh, this gal actually knows what she's talking about. Like, that was a great tip. But anything more than that, and it's wasted because somebody hasn't paid for it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, no, that does.
Okay. So you've got your messaging first step, lead magnet and tripwire second step. Then third step is on-site conversion rate. Oh my gosh, we've got to get this on-site conversion rate up. So this means doing all of the things on your website to get that up. Having a great lead magnet is going to help, but it's also something that you actually have to actively work on optimizing. It takes a while to optimize your lead magnet. And that's why I don't want you to have a whole bunch of them. I want you to have one that you're focusing on first of all, the low hanging fruit, making sure that you've got a pop-up box and that you've got a hello bar up there and that you've got something on your homepage and you've got something on the top of every post and on the bottom of every post and that in the middle of every post and that you're adding text links within all your posts. that there's not an opportunity for anybody to come onto your site and not see this lead magnet like 7, 8, 9 times. Because it takes people a while. They need to see things repeatedly before they will actually take action on it. So that's going to be really important. But then you're going to have to test out your page, your opt-in page, and see, well, what could I do to make this convert better? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's changing out some of the headlines on your opt-in box. Maybe it's, you know, I would definitely test copy first because that's the easiest thing to change. But it might also be trying a different cover or a different title for your actual lead magnet. It might be that your lead magnet is good, but a different cover does better. There's so many different things that you could be testing on that and will be the difference between something that converts okay and converts really, really well.
Yeah.
Even with the same exact product. So never assume that it's not good until you've done all the different types of testing. And then there's your tripwire page. Same thing. You want to have a good sales page, but then there's so many things that you can be testing on that, which is why I wouldn't have lots of different products. I would have one date night kit that I think a date night kit is brilliant. And I think it'll sell really well. It's a short name. It's easy to understand. Products that have easy to understand names and that you don't have to explain, that the title will explain it, will convert better. So that's an easy upsell when you're starting to talk about relationships. And then the other thing that you can start doing is promoting your product to your list, your tripwire. Yeah. You can be running flash sales to your list to be promoting that as well and to be earning revenue straight from your list.
Yeah.
Because your list should be making you money. I mean, there's no point in growing your email list if you're not selling to your email list, and you can't sell to your email list if you don't have a product to sell.
Yeah.
Or if you're hiding your sales page. Yeah. So let me make sure that I got this. Step one, messaging, avatar. Mm-hmm. Step two, lead magnet tripwire. Step three, on-site conversion rate and increasing that. Step four, sell. So once you get all of that running, like, Kate, this is a fair amount of stuff. You've got a lot of the building blocks in place. And now you want to know the really good news? You've got so much time because you don't have to create any content. Think of all this time. I mean, I'm sure it's overwhelming thinking about all of the stuff that I just said to do. But as soon as you stop posting stuff, you've just freed up 25 hours, 30 hours a week, however much time you're spending right now creating content. You've just freed up that much time in your schedule, which means that you could probably get this stuff done within a couple of weeks and implemented, where you can start being to a point where you are testing it and actually seeing some revenue come in. Because from there, and when I say sell, it's not just the selling to your email list, which is going to be important. But once you know that your lead magnet and your tripwire are actually converting, that's when you can also start running Facebook ads to grow your list. Yeah. And, or you could be running Facebook ads. If you have a great, if this date night kit is selling like gangbusters as a tripwire, it means it will also sell like gangbusters as a product. And you could send Facebook ads straight to Facebook, or you could do Pinterest ads too, if you like Pinterest ads, but you could sell straight to the, or send people straight to your sales page and be selling it directly. I mean, that's like the most basic funnel, ad, sales page, sale. It's really great when you can get that to work.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways to make that work, but you've got all this traffic right now. So you organically are getting all of these people that are coming to your website, which means that you've got a really great opportunity. You don't even have to pay for traffic. You've got 100,000 people, 80,000 uniques a month who are coming to your site, who are your testing ground for this.
Yes.
And you can, I mean, think about it. If we could get your conversion rate up to 3%, that would be, let's do the math here. Oops. 80,000 times 0.03. That would be 2,400 people a month. That's almost your entire email list right now. Do you see what I mean? Why I wasn't worried totally. That some of those people on your email list are not your people? It'd be 2,400 people a month, and 3% is like kind of on the low end of what I would like to see. When you niche down and really get a great converting lead magnet, that's one really focused lead magnet, and you're focused on your niche, you can actually see your conversion rate go even higher. Super niche sites generally have a conversion rate more in the 5 to 10% range or even higher. I've seen niche sites have conversion rates of 15% or 20%. So think about that. I wouldn't expect to get that right now, because right now you're at 0.25%, right? So baby steps. But 2,400 a month. So now let's say, Kate, that you could get your Tripwire, your date night kit. That's going to be so freaking awesome that everybody's going to want it. Let's say that that starts converting at 10% conversion rate. That would mean that with your 80,000 uniques, you would get 240 people a month purchasing your Tripwire.
Wow. Yeah.
Which would be, so times
huge.
10% equals 240 times, let's say you sell it for $19. That is, do you know how much money that is?
No.
$4,560.
Wow. Yeah, that would be incredible. I mean, one of the plus sides about living in New Zealand is the exchange rate is really good. So the amount of money I need to earn to match my income here is not, shouldn't be impossible. And that would go a huge way towards, meeting that.
Yeah. And this is without doing a single Facebook ad or any sort of paid traffic. This is only based on the traffic that you currently have, which I think that you can easily maintain even if you're not posting new content for the next 6 months. But I'll tell you what, once you have all this other stuff done that we talked about, you've got your lead magnet and it's working and it's converting and you've got your Tripwire and all of those elements are in place and you've started working on your on-site conversion rate and you've got that up, once your on-site conversion rate is up to that 3%, then you can start publishing posts again. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
But only one a week. But only one a week. Oh, so okay. That's my deal. If you want to, if you want to start posting sooner, you have to get all this other stuff done.
That's great motivation.
And get that number up. So now you have good motivation to get that done. To get that done in less. But I'm telling you that. I mean, think about it. I know you're with your ad revenue right now. You're generating well less than $1,000 a month, right? So hardly making any money from ad revenue. This makes ad revenue. Do you see what I'm saying about ad revenue and the field? Like, you're not using your field well. You need to start farming and you need to start cultivating your land and not just putting a billboard on there and thinking that $50 a month is great money, because it's not. This is how you cultivate your land.
Okay. That sounds like a great plan. A scary plan, but a great plan. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm excited to see what happens with you, Kate. We're going to check in with you in 6 months. And I'm taking you at your word. You promised me. So now it is out there for the world to hear also. And we expect you to follow through.
Okay. I shall.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Okay. Thank you.
Kate has been blogging for several years, and she's done a great job of growing her traffic. In fact, you might even say she's fallen into that same trap that has become all too familiar for my Get Ruth students, chasing page views. She's frustrated that her business isn't making any money, and yet she's still spending at least 90% of her time creating more content. And not only that, Kate's content is sort of all over the place. She's lost touch with her avatar, and she's writing about three different topics that are each on their own way too broad: homemaking, relationships, and living well. Each of those are huge topics. So basically, she's trying to write about everything and doesn't even actually know who she's trying to write for. And the thing is, this is actually not that surprising because it's what happens when you start chasing page views. In the rush to scoop up as many different page views as you can, you try to cast this very wide net, talking about anything that you think might bring in the page views, right? But the only problem when you're casting a wide net is that you end up with mostly junk in that net, and it's junk that doesn't pay. The reality is that Kate could be making so much more money if she was just able to hone in and focus on one thing and do that one thing really, 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 really well. And in order to do that, she needs to stop chasing page views, and she definitely needs to stop creating more content, at least for the time being. And luckily, this will free up lots of time to implement her plan. So just to recap, these were the biggest action steps that we identified she needs to take right now. First, Kate needs clarity. She needs to get clear about her avatar and get crystal clear about who she's talking to, along with the specific, she needs to get clear about the specific felt needs, the problems, and the struggles that her avatar is dealing with. She also needs to niche way down, like way, 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 way down, to only be talking about relationships, and even more specifically, to be only talking about rekindling the spark as an empty nester. That's going to be her sweet spot. And for her, this is going to probably mean coming up with a new tagline, as well as redoing her blog post pages to make sure that every single visitor who is coming to her site really truly understands that that is actually what her website is all about. So yes, is she going to find that some of the people who come to her site because of these older posts, these other unrelated posts, are not necessarily her people? She probably will find that. But the people that do come and they do see what she's all about, they will identify with that, and those will become her people. And that's what she wants. So the second thing that Kate needs to do is to create a super focused lead magnet and tripwire. Once she's super clear about who she's writing to and what she is focused on writing about, coming up with a lead magnet and coming up with a tripwire is going to be so much easier. I think often we think it's going to be easier to come up with ideas if we go super broad and leave ourselves open, but the reality is that that actually makes things harder. You have so many choices that you don't know which way to turn, and you have so many different people that you're trying to talk to that you don't know what product is going to be right for them. But as soon as you start niching down, it becomes way easier to come up with the right lead magnet and also the right tripwire that's really honed in on that specific avatar. So that's the second thing she needs to do. But the third thing she needs to do, once she has her really great one single lead magnet and really great tripwire, she needs to start increasing that on-site conversion rate. She's got traffic, and that's amazing, but her on-site conversion rate right now is pretty much abysmal. So coming up with that great lead magnet is going to help this, but then she's also got to make sure that she is giving every single visitor who comes to her site ample opportunities to opt in. That lead magnet needs to be everywhere. And she's also got to really work on testing it and optimizing it as much as she possibly can. Finally, if Kate wants to make real money, she needs to sell, 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 sell. Up until this point, she's been actually pretty timid with putting her products out there to her audience and trying to sell them. She's got a sales page, but she's not sending anybody there. She's been content to just let that billboard sit on her land and bring in the tiniest trickle of revenue when she should be out there actively cultivating her land. And understanding her avatar is going to help a lot with this because she's going to have a much better idea of what to sell and how to sell it. But she's also going to have to become a lot more intentional with actually making offers to her audience on a regular basis. The good news is that I do think Kate has a lot of potential, especially since she has already done so much hard work of actually growing her traffic. And I really, truly can't wait to see where the next few months take her now in her business, now that she actually has a plan to follow that is intended to generate more revenue. We will be checking in with her in a few months to see how things are going. But in the meantime, don't forget that if you would like to get all the show notes for this episode, along with all the links to everything that we talked about, you can find it all at dowhatscared.com/episode110. Once again, get all the show notes and links on our website at doitscared.com/episode110. And then once again, be sure to grab your free copy of How to Blog for Profit Without Selling Your Soul at eliteblogacademy.com/book. And then before we go, I just want to say, as always, that I love hearing from you guys. So if you do have any questions about what we talked about today or any other topics you'd like to see addressed on the Do It Scared podcast, any questions that you would like me to answer on my quick win episodes, please, please, please feel free to reach out. Just shoot me an email at ruth@ruthsukup.com, or you can message me on Instagram. Either way, I would love to hear from you. And that about does it for this episode of the Do It Scared with Ruth Sukup podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you liked what you heard, I would love it if you would post a review on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes. And speaking of upcoming episodes, be sure to join me next week as I chat with one of my former EBA students, Sagan Morrow, who is both a productivity expert and romance novelist. Guys, it's kind of a unique combination, but it's one that really works for her. And she is going to share about lessons learned through her business journey, including knowing when it's time to pivot. If you've ever felt like it might be time to make a change in your life or your business, this is one you won't want to miss. And I will catch you then.